Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this podcast episode, we're going to look at becoming a property entrepreneur. It's something we've talked about before, but basically in property, you can own the roof over your head. So you're an owner-occupier. It's your principal place of residence and it's bricks and mortar. You can also have other properties for passive income. You can be an investor, and there's some great perks from a tax point of view as an investor because you can negatively give. And you can write off property losses against your tax, your income tax. So those two categories are what 90% of Australians do with property. For 10%, and it's ever increasing, people use property as either a really, really lucrative side hustle or as their main source of business. I simply don't know any other asset class or anything that you can do without degrees or qualifications or training that can bring you consistently 5, 6, 7 figures over time. And when I say over time, I'm talking a short period of time. Sure, we'd all expect, in fact, demand 5, 6, and 7 figure profits if we're in the market for the long term. If I've sat on a property for 40 years and I haven't tripled my money, I'm going to be really disappointed. But what if you want to do more and beat the market? The market moves quite quickly in property. They say properties double in value every 7 to 10 years, but we saw massive growth in 2022 right across Australia. What if we want to beat that? And that can be a big ask, because what did we see? Like 20-30% growth in the course of 1 year in 2022. But it is possible. You can wait for the market. Problem is, no one ever rings a bell when the market is topping or bottoming when it comes to property. In fact, we only know in hindsight, don't we? We look back and we say, especially real estate agents, I can tell you the exact weekend when the market turned. It was when they raised rates. It was when they changed tax laws. It was when there was an election. Markets are very volatile in the property space to anything that happens in the news. And it's definitely an effect when people feel wealthy with property. If their property has gone up in value, and most people store most of their wealth in property. So when things are good, they're really, really good, and the rest of the economy follows suit. At the moment, though, things are tight. Interest rates are going up. Consumer sentiment is way down. So if you want to make money in property now in the shorter term, sure, you can buy now and the market is falling and it's great. It's a good time to get in. But to clock in any profits, you probably have to wait several years because the market needs to come back and then grow some more. What if, though, you could buy low and sell in the short term? And when I say short term, I'm talking 6 months, 12 months or so. That's what property entrepreneurs do. Now, they're not gambling. They're not rolling the dice and hoping that the property market increases in 6, 12 or 18 months. What they're doing is they're putting in their blood, sweat and tears to add value to a property, to manufacture or build in their own capital growth. The market definitely creates capital growth over time. But if you can find disparity in the market where you can buy something and then turn it over and sell it in a short period of time, then you are able to profit on the disparity or the difference. The problem is that the market is pretty sophisticated. There's a lot of data out there. People aren't stupid. So I can't buy a property and turn around and sell it 2 months later and get more when the market itself isn't moving. I'm going to have to do something to the property so that it's a different proposition or prospect that I'm selling. Maybe I've got a DA, maybe I've done a small renovation or a subdivision, or I've carved off the backyard and I'm selling it separately. There are just so many ways you can add value or uplift to a property. And that's what property entrepreneurs do. And the beauty of property over any other asset class is that you don't need to have a whole lot of letters after your name and a PhD to understand property. Most people live in properties, we get properties, and we know what we like and what a market likes in property. It's accessible to everyone. Lenders will lend against property. There's nothing safer. You don't have to have a particular record or business acumen or anything like that. You do have to have, with mainstream lending, mum and dad lending, you have to have pay slips, tax returns, being able to afford interest. But if you don't have that, but you're doing business as a property entrepreneur, then you can get your deal funded by a private funder. A private funder will look at the deal, look at the profit in it, and lend you that as a business proposition. In other words, they're not backing you and your ability to pay, they're backing the actual deal and its potential to profit. So all you need to do then is master the art of the deal. How do we do that? Because it can be a noisy, confusing place out there. And sometimes you're running around all over the place, spinning your wheels, chasing your tail, and you're looking for properties. You're comparing oranges with apples. You've got agents calling you and you don't know what weighs up. And you can't see the entire journey. Here's the thing though, you don't have to see the whole staircase, only the next step. So what we've done is we've broken it down into steps, steps inside a funnel. So funnel is getting the most amount of deals that you can consider. It's a numbers game. If I look at one property, it's either going to be a pass fail. Either it'll fit what I want and I can buy it, or it won't. But you can imagine, instead of one property, if I had five properties, I've got a greater chance of getting one. What if I had 20 or 30 or even 100? The more I've got that I'm looking at coming through my funnel, the more knowledge I have of the market, the more people I meet, the more agents I talk to, and it's a snowball effect. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I've got a far bigger probability of getting a deal. So it is definitely a numbers game. You need to look at 20 to identify four that will work, to make offers on two and get one accepted. That's how the numbers work through the funnel. That's the ratio for success. So most people focus bottom on a funnel. They look at the money that they could get, and their goal is, I'm going to make $100,000 doing property this year as a property entrepreneur. They got it the wrong way around. They need to flip that on its head. It's not walking around with a magnifying glass looking for the elusive deal with a $100,000 profit. The secret is to focus on the activity or the effort that you make top of funnel. So what comes at the top of the funnel? It is finding the deal. These are the six F's. So F number one is find. And there's a way that you can set up your funnel so that you've got hundreds of deals coming in. It's a wide net that you want to cast. So first of all, you're going to find the deal. Secondly, you want to run a feasibility. That's the second F, to feasible the deal. Feasibility means you're going to plug in the numbers and you're going to see whether the deal is a pass-fail. Does it have enough profit margin in it? Is there a risk-reward ratio? And if you use special software, the software will tell you what you need to offer to get the margin you want from the property. So you can run a feasibility. It can spit out that if you offer $800,000, you're not going to make enough profit. But if you you offer 720, then happy days. It'll tell you what to offer. So once you've done your feasibility, you are really in deal zone if that works. So the next level of your funnel then is going to be to formulate the deal. Formulate means, what are the special terms unique to this particular property? Do you have to go to council? Do you need a DA? Would you like a longer settlement? A long settlement is where you can agree now, set the price now, but pay later, like 6 months after you've already got a DA from council. And there's terms you can put in the contract to that effect. Once we've formulated the deal, though, we have to fund it. You got to get the money to be able to do what you need to do to make your profit. So the next step is funding. And the great news is, it doesn't have to be your money and it doesn't have to be tethered to your serviceability. As a property entrepreneur, if you're running your property as a business through a company, then easy peasy to fund the deal, because a private funder will just look at your deal. Now, it's not magic button. You have to know your deal. You have to believe in your deal. But if you've done the work right at the top of the funnel, if you've done the find and the feaso and the formulation right, then the funding should follow suit. Once you get to the funding level, this is where the rubber hits the road and the magic starts. You make offers. Now, not every offer will be accepted. That's a given. But you don't need every offer accepted. You just need one. You don't need to see the whole staircase. Case only the next step. And once you have a deal, offer and acceptance, and you get into the property under the terms you've formulated, then there's only two F's left. One is fix whatever you're going to do. Maybe it's just zhuzhing it up through a renovation and uplift that way. Maybe it's more less cosmetic, more structural, or maybe it's a development or some sort of uplift in that sense. So I called it finesse at first, but I like fix better now. So that's the stage where you fix up the property. And the final stage, and this is the one that you'll love, this is what it was all set up for, is to flip it, to exit the deal. You have to have an exit strategy, and that is your payday. So don't start at bottom of funnel and say, this is what I need from property. I need to make $100,000. Start at the top of the funnel with finding a whole lot of properties. You're not looking at the bottom for the one deal that's going to make you 100. That's way too limiting, and you're going to have to look under a lot of rocks or kiss a lot of frogs to find the prince. But start top of funnel and get enough in your hopper, because the one that comes out the bottom will be so worth it, and that could change everything. If you're up for taking the journey of a property entrepreneur, either full-time or, as most of our community does here at Property Lovers, as a part-time venture or a side hustle, until you get a couple of deals under your belt and you can pull the trigger and move to full-time, then why don't you sit our 5-day property challenge? That's the funnel that I've just talked you through. Days 1 and 2, we look at finding your deal. In fact, we've created special software to help you build your funnel as part of the challenge. So days 1 and 2, we look at finding the deals. Most important part and most activity goes in here. And this is your deal magnet. We build your funnel and the infrastructure for it. And then by day 3, we're up to feasibilities. You'll run the numbers. Now, a deal won't even pass go if it comes in top of funnel and the numbers don't add up. So your filter for deals to cross the line to the next level of your funnel is your feasibility. You'll be running your numbers. From the feasibility stage, when we get to day 4, we look at formulating your deal, pulling it all together. And then day 5 is chopping it off with making sure you can get the funding. And from that point, you are ready to go and make offers. So imagine that after 5 days, you've built your hopper, you've got continuous deals coming in on autopilot, you've got systems and processes for assessing the deals and knowing how to put a deal together, what you can offer, and then how and where to get the funding. You're sorted. And then the real magic happens after that. Once you've got in deal zone, you've acquired the deal, the two final F's come into play, and that is for you to fix it up and then flip it for profit. That sounds fun, and I can tell you it is fun, and you're up for making 5, 6, and 7-figure profits this year in a short space of time, often with none of your own money in property, then you can head over to the link in the comments and in the description section, and you can do the 5-day challenge. It's totally free, and you also get set up with the software to help you do it. Why are we doing this? Because we've got a big goal to make a like-minded community of property entrepreneurs who can collectively do over $250 million in property profits this year. So you can be part of that as well. Go set the challenge, use the software, set up your funnel, and start getting ready and to ramp it up to meet that big, hairy goal. What can we put you down for as a property lover? Can you bring in profits of 6 or even 7 figures this year to collectively get to our community goal? Take the challenge, get yourself set up, and start doing some deals, and let's see where we land. We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey. And we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying under-market distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.